Terry, commiserations on the loss, but it was a fantastic game. But 12-0 down and then 25-3 at half-time. Great effort to nearly pull it out of the fire.
Oh, look, a 20-all draw would have been a terrific result for both teams. I thought it was a great contest. We started a bit slow. We probably dominated the scrum and the line-out, and we just couldn't make the one-on-one tackles. But the boys, they're 19, that's the trouble. You're working with kids that are 18, 19-year-old, and they do things well and they do some things poorly.
Yeah. What about the whole series of games for the boys? You really enjoyed it and you were happy with the preparation overall to have training sessions and extra games on the way through?
Yeah, look, obviously we worked hard to make this a good game, and a lot of these boys probably haven't had three games in a week before, so that's a bit of a challenge for them. And we cover a big area like New South Wales country, so have a lot of guys from a lot of different walks of life, and it was terrific though.
And what about the whole three-team sort of series in regards to Central Queensland, South Queensland and North Queensland over a weekend after the country champs? That just sort of thins out and really gets the cream to the top to be able to play for the Heelers? You happy with that sort of format?
Yeah, I don't know. I personally think that there must be a better way, because we still have a lot of people not going to the next thing because, you know, money, time, work. Just need to probably get the best players playing for country. So I think we just need to go back and review it and see how we go.
Well, you've been part of the fabric of Townsville rugby for, I don't know, since Methuselah was born, but how are things going up there in Townsville?
Yeah, look, we're doing all right. We obviously compete with the Cowboys in our backyard, and rugby's pretty big. Rugby competes very well with the local league. I think we've got more senior players playing rugby than we have in league. So, look, we cover a big area. We go to the Burdekin, Charters Towers and Ingham and Townsville. So I think we've got about 1,000 juniors and 1,000 seniors playing. So, it's a good competition, and grassroots rugby's well and truly alive.
Been a bit of a kick in the guts with the Mines sort of, you know, going backwards in the last 18 months, and we've seen that reflected in the Crocodiles as well, which was another professional sporting team that's hit the wall. What are your thoughts on that overall?
Townsville at the moment is just coming through a little bit of the doom and gloom of not having a lot of jobs in the city, but we've got a number of things, big projects that have just come on board, a bit of work on the dam, a bit of work on the new stadium, and obviously a coal mine that's worth a small fortune, and also our army's going to do some work with Singapore. So look, in the next 2 years, obviously Townsville will be back in the cream of the crop.
Also, of course, you've got the stadium, as you've noticed, might be about time. We saw the St George Bank Queensland Reds head up there maybe at least once every 2 years for a trial, and I understand the deal with, you know, Suncorp's tough, but you know you're going to have it redeveloped, so you may as well take a game up there.
Yeah, look, obviously getting the Reds to travel's not easy, and it's not a cheap experience for everybody, and unless you're attracting a crowd, it's hard to make it worthwhile. You know, we probably, from a Townsville point of view, we've got to look at our market, what's the best way, and just got to be careful not to spend money that it's not going to recoup you some money. So, but it'd be good to see, obviously, the Reds visit throughout Queensland country a bit more, and I understand from their point of view, they don't seem to have any money, so it's hard to spend it.
What about women's rugby? Of course, you've had the Sevens experience last year. Lots of Indigenous talent, but is it something that's really clicked in Townsville, especially when you've got a little bit of rivalry there also with the armed services up there?
Yeah, we have a ladies comp at the moment that has five teams. We have a seven-a-side comp that goes really, really well in November. So, look, it's still a big push on ladies and teenage rugby. I think, obviously, the girls need to get down to under-15s and under-13s playing ladies, so they've got a pathway the same as everybody else.
Yeah. Sorry, finally, who are the best players that played here amongst the games that we've had with the Queensland Country Heelers and the under-19s to look out for in the future?
Look, I think we've got a prop from Townsville, Angus Small. He plays good footy. We've got a second rower, Sam von Bockensee. You know, he's 6'9", so anybody that's 6'9", we should be looking at, and he's played something like 8 or 9 games of rugby, so yeah, he's a good talent. A couple of the backs, probably on the wing. Who's our winger? Ruben Olive, playing the wing from Central Queensland. He's a terrific talent, so lots of people coming through.
Well, Terry, it's great to finally meet you, man, and great to see you down here. And hey, we might be back next year in the Australian Rugby Shield, so I don't want to bring up 2000, it's just too much heartbreak. But great to meet you finally, man.
All right, thanks, mate. Take it easy.